I'd like now to welcome to the show Peter Ives. He is running for City Council in District 2. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte, for having me on, and have been looking forward to sitting down with you and talking about the campaign and what's happening in Santa Fe. So glad to be here.
Excellent. So why did you decide to run for City Council?
You know, it's interesting. It's something that had not been at the top of my mind until a particular seed was planted. And that seed was planted back in November by some neighbors of mine who I've known for years and whose opinion and participation in our city's life I respect and honor. And they approached wondering if I would be interested in running for the city council seat that was being vacated by Rosemary Romero. And I describe it as, and if you read the journal, an unwitting preparation meeting opportunity. And by that, I mean based upon...
What's the unwitting preparation part?
I'm an attorney by background and trade. Moved to Santa Fe in 1983 and have been living in District 2, of course, for the last 25 years or so. And ever since coming to Santa Fe and as an attorney, felt an obligation to give back to the community. It's a responsibility that I strongly believe in, and I think that certainly is a strong one for attorneys who have skill sets that are so critical to many aspects of our community, often who don't have the necessary resources or capacity to engage attorneys in a more paid capacity.
So, right.
Came to Santa Fe and joined shortly after arriving the board of directors of the Santa Fe Desert Corral. Have always been a singer and had the blessing of being able to sing since high school, through college, through law school, which had its own Gilbert and Sullivan Society, and on into Santa Fe. So didn't sing with Desert Corral because that was a full-time professional commitment, but lent my abilities as an attorney on the board of directors and also served as the third president of the Desert Corral, which of course still is here in Santa Fe today and doing fabulous music.
Fabulous and, music indeed. Now, what are the issues in the city of Santa Fe that you would really like to work on?
Certainly there are a number of them. I think as a city councilor, you are charged with understanding the budgetary process and participating that in real ways. And I've been trying to read through our 300-some-odd pages of the city budget from this existing fiscal year. And
oh, my goodness, you are an attorney.
I am an attorney. I actually have it with me.
He has it in his hand. Ladies and gentlemen, I see it. Or what he says is it.
I can show you it in exhausting detail. But I know that that's one of the issues that we'll be faced with on the council as the new council is seated. So that's an upcoming one that I thought it was important to try and get out ahead on. And that's in large part because many people, as I've been campaigning and been at the various public forums, have expressed interest and concern over the budget. And so part of my style and, if you will, that unwitting preparation from having served on many different nonprofit boards and organizations is a commitment to being informed as to the decisions that you are called to make. And that involves making sure you're prepared. And so with all those organizations, of course, in a nonprofit world, your board of directors is charged ultimately with the management and oversight of the entire organization, and budgeting is a critical part of that. So, and that's certainly true at the city level as well, especially in tougher economic times.
What about other things, maybe some specifics about things that you think the city should spend money on or spend less money on?
Interesting to note that this year's city budget was actually, I think, about $100,000 less than the prior years. So the city has taken, in my mind, a fairly conservative and responsible approach to its budgeting processes, which I think is good and has served us well generally across the city. of course, you know, depending on circumstance, you do need to spend money where appropriate. I know another issue that has been significantly talked about in the campaign is job creation, and especially jobs that are there for, if you will, our youth, either coming out of high school or coming out of college and into their first sort of professional level experience. And I know that was an issue that Ramon Lovato at The Reporter covered in the most recent issue. And that's one where I think this, I need to understand it better. And I'm still in the process of if you will, gaining that capacity. But I do think there are affirmative steps that the city can take, especially coordinating job information from the employer side, trying to find out and work with our employers and businesses in a more open and communicative way to find out what their needs are for employment, and then trying to ensure that the youth and our kids who are coming into that workforce have the training that's necessary to really move into those jobs.
Those are existing jobs. I mean, those are jobs of employers that we already have here in Santa Fe. This is what I hear you saying. And the whole question of how our school systems are doing in teaching kids to be ready for the workforce, much less learning to read and some of the basics that we always seem to be talking about. What about job creation, bringing new types of employment into the city?
Certainly. It was interesting, and you know, one of the things that I know a number of the candidates have talked about is MIX, which is essentially a social networking and business networking opportunity that was created in the private sector but with participation by, I know, a number of people who are involved in City of Santa Fe government to act as a sort of entrepreneurial think tank, I believe, for trying to identify those sectors of the Santa Fe economy where new jobs can be created. That organization attracts a wonderful cross-section of that young professional business community.
Which is very small in this town, especially if you exclude Los Alamos.
It is small, although that, you know, at the last MIX function, there were probably at least 200 to 300 people there. And a lot of them involved significantly in youth programs and youth training. People from YouthWorks were there, and they're, of course, pursuing many nice opportunities. But I think sitting down with those folks, talking about where they see that possibility of job growth, and certainly everybody's talking about green technologies. Clearly, too, City of Santa Fe has attracted BTI, the bicycle sort of wholesale parts manufacturer, a fabulous company to have here in town. And I'm sure it's the existence in part of our expanding bike trail systems that make it, for the people from BTI, the place that they wanted to locate and to live. We have the advantages of that, what I would describe, natural beauty and historic beauty, which is Santa Fe, which makes it a nice place to live in the first instance. So finding jobs that promote those qualities in our city makes a lot of sense. The green technologies, of course, are, be it photovoltaic, wind, solar, etc., are certainly one of the areas I'd love to look at expanding.
It's almost time to go, but anything else you want to say before we go?
Just that I've really enjoyed the experience of campaigning. It's been great getting out into the neighborhoods, meeting folks. I am publicly funded, so I've had the enviable position of not having to ask for money and, in fact, refusing many folks who wanted to contribute. But that allows you to talk about the issues and engage in that dialogue, and that's been a wonderful experience for me. And I hope everybody gets out on March 6th and votes, and certainly would welcome their vote for my candidacy. Well, I'll end it there.
All right. Peter Ives is running for City Council in District 2. Thank you very much for being with us. And everybody, ladies and gentlemen, go out and vote on Tuesday, March 6th.